Bagpipe Brothers in the studio with me, and of course, Michael Giddens, Alex Bauman. Today is Giddens segments, and we got some picks. I hate to even ask where this is going.
Well, first, I need to tell you guys how it went last week with Conference Championship Saturday.
I can tell you I did not do well last week.
You didn't do terrible. You did middle of the pack.
Well, that's not good. Bauman's usually the best.
It really wasn't a great week for all three of us. If I can flip my page back over here.
You were supposed to be prepared.
Well, I was.
It looks like a plate at your buffet.
I was prepared with my phone. I was not prepared with my little pamphlet.
It looks like
here.
A plate at the buffet with bones and all kind of stuff just laying around, like six, seven plates.
Six, seven. So we had nine picks, and Alex actually did the worst, believe it or not.
Yeah, I gained a game on him, I think.
And I did the best.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, I went 6-3. Or no, excuse me.
A blind squirrel finds a nut once in a while.
That's right.
A blind nut finds a squirrel. All right, I went 5-4.
Wait a minute, say that again.
A blind nut finds a squirrel. I went 5-4.
Have you ever seen a blind nut?
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of blind nuts.
I went 5-4. David, you went 4-5. And Alex went 3-6.
Set the woods on fire, didn't we, Bauman?
I know. I went 10-2 last week, didn't I?
10-2 to 3-6.
Woo! That's a drop off, so, baby.
But it's okay. He had room to maneuver.
You only gained two games on him. I only gained one. What's our overall record?
So overall, Alex is still in the lead with a record of 82-39. You gained one game on him, so now you're two behind at 80-41.
I'm coming, baby.
I'm leading the back of the pack.
You're still eating.
74-47. I'm 8 games behind Alex, and I'm 6 games behind you, David.
All right, but I will say this. I was in that shape last year when the bowl games come about, wasn't we?
And the bowl games can change everything.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
This week can change everything, too, because this might be even more crazy than a traditional
bowl week.
I'm not
going to know any of these teams, okay?
You know a few of them. All right, so we'll start out.
Hurry.
We got playoff games to pick. They're just not at the division we're used to. The FCS Championship quarterfinals will start off tonight, 8 p.m. Central Time on ESPN. It's Stephen F. Austin heading up north to take on Montana State.
I knew they were in there. And they are the Grizzlies?
The Grizzlies. The Grizz.
I thought Montana were the Grizz and Montana State were the Bobcats.
Oh, Montana, yeah, that's right.
Bobcats.
That's right.
I'm going short telltales. I'm going with the Bobcats, baby. It's hard to win in Montana if you're coming from Texas.
Montana State.
Montana State.
I had little knowledge of the FCS level of football. But all I know is the Dakotas are good, North and South Dakota, and the Montanas are good.
You got it, baby.
When Montana and Montana State played earlier this year, we actually picked that game, and I think we all picked Montana to win.
Yeah.
And Montana State won that game.
I'm
so
picking the state.
We
got
to go with the Bobcats this time, baby. It's a clean sweep for Montana State. They'll advance to the semifinals. Now we'll go to the three games on Saturday. We'll start 11 a.m. Central Time on ESPN. Villanova heads down to Texas to take on Tarleton State. Tarleton State actually holds a win this year over an FBS opponent in Army. Tarleton State won their matchup earlier in the year. Villanova 11-2, Tarleton State 12-1.
Go ahead. I'll let you pick this one first because I don't even know nothing about Tarleton.
I know that Villanova played a pretty poor Penn State team earlier this season and got shellacked by them. Penn State actually looked like a top team in the country in that game. Tarleton State, I know Army's not the same level of competition as Penn State, but they looked a lot better in that game, which I watched a decent bit of. So I'm going to go with Tarleton State to win this game at home.
Bow.
Keaton Barristow, who plays for Alabama, went to Tarleton State last year, basketball player. I'm going to go Tarleton State in honor of Keaton Barristow.
That's a good reason to pick Tarleton State right there.
Wow. I don't know anything about either one of these two teams. I just know Villanova's usually pretty daggum good in basketball. That's all I know. I'll go Tarleton State just because I like that name. What is their mascot?
I don't even know.
Bauman will look it up.
I'll look it up for
y'all. What's Tarleton State's mascot?
Right,
the Villanova Wildcats against the Tarleton State who?
Texans. Tarleton State, Texans.
The Texans.
I
thought it was the Houston Texans.
And they play in the UAC.
They could probably beat the Houston Texans.
I don't know. The Texans beat the Chiefs last week. So
let's roll.
All right, we'll go now to 2:30 p.m. Central Time on ABC. You've got the 10-4 South Dakota State squad going across the border to play the 12-1 Montana Grizzlies.
I'm staying with the Bears, baby. I like the Grizzlies. At home.
Give me Montana State. The Grizz.
Now, is this just Montana?
Montana.
Yeah.
Montana.
So So y'all both go Montana.
Yeah, you're going South Dakota State. Go on and step out on that limb.
No,
it's
South Dakota, David. It's South Dakota.
Okay, go on and step out on that limb.
Give me South Dakota.
I knew it was coming.
Give me South Dakota. I always expect South Dakota or South Dakota State to be in the FCS championship game. So since South Dakota State's out already, give me South Dakota advance.
So could it be Montana and Montana State?
I don't know how the bracket matches up.
It could be,
but it could. Maybe.
I don't believe so. In the championship. It had to be the championship.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Well, that'd be wild again. Yeah. Rematch for that.
And yet, I mean, I can't wait for the day when a true rivalry game is in the college football playoff championship
and
game.
And the snow.
I know Georgia, Alabama, that's kind of turned into a rivalry, but that's not a traditional rivalry.
It'll never snow in the Georgia Dome.
But wait till Ohio State and Michigan play in the – wait till Auburn and Alabama play in.
That require Michigan to have head coach Giddens.
Yeah, and see, I like seeing that championship game in the snow, but it'll never snow at Mercedes-Benz.
No.
All right, where are we going?
We got one more, and it includes two teams that are not as used to being to this point in the FCS playoffs. You've got 10-4 Illinois State heading to 9-3 UC Davis. This one at 4 p.m. Central Time on ESPN+. Illinois State last week pulled off the largest point spread upset in FCS playoff history when they knocked off South Dakota State.
North Dakota State. Wasn't
North,
it?
I thought it was South Dakota.
No, on the bracket I'm looking at, it's North
Dakota.
It's the Fargo team.
Our Dakotas and Montanas should be on our, what do you call it?
Romper
room. Because we don't know our geography.
I know that the north one is above the south one.
Well, obviously.
I thought it was below it.
All right, see. So, who's playing? I didn't even listen to you.
Illinois State is at UC Davis. You know where UC Davis is, right?
Yeah, California.
Yeah. So, that's a long trip for Illinois State.
Who you taking?
I think after the huge emotional toll that it takes on a team to go on the road and win a game that they had no right winning, I think UC Davis holds home field advantage and they advance to the semifinals.
Bow Wow.
Illinois State might have won that game, but their quarterback threw 5 interceptions. If he throws 5 interceptions against UC Davis, the game's over. I'm taking Davis.
I can tell you one thing. If he threw 5 interceptions the other day and they won the first one he throws for me, he's getting jerked. Sorry. I'm going UC Davis.
So we all go UC Davis.
Yeah.
We were pretty much uniform there except for I went South Dakota.
Yeah, you stepped out on that limb up north there.
All right, I got one more pick before we head to break. A bonus pick Saturday night on NBC and Peacock. You've got the retirement match for the greatest of all time. John Cena will face Gunther in the Last Time Is Now tournament finals.
Does John Cena
go out on a high note? Or does Gunther retire?
Who is Gunther?
The 17-time WWE champion.
Can I ask you a question? Who is John Cena?
Who is John Cena? It's because he hadn't seen him.
Yeah, you can't see me, David.
You can't see him.
It's because he's 6'7".
No, he's not 6'7". He's probably like 6'2".
Is this going to count as one of our picks? It's rigged.
How is it rigged?
It's rigged.
I don't even know who Gunther is. It sounds like a made-up name.
No, Gunther is the guy that used to train the Tigers and the Lions at the Ringling Brothers Barnum Bailey Circus.
So he can tame John Cena just fine.
Okay, so who are you picking?
You want me to go first?
Absolutely.
So John Cena is a very decorated champion in wrestling history. Most WWE champions.
It's an hour show, Gibbs.
He has caused a lot of people in the business to not advance their careers because he would do what most people say if they're a wrestling fan. He buried them. He would always go over. So I think that in his old age, his wisdom, he realizes that's not a good thing. John Cena does what most wrestling professionals do, and he goes out on his back. Gunther defeats John Cena in his final match.
And the next one's going to be Gunther versus Phillip Rivers. Who you got, Bauman?
The Undertaker. He's going to show up out of the blue and knock them both out.
The bells ring.
I'm taking the Road Warriors.
The Road Warriors?
Who you got in that, Bauman?
I don't know who Gunther is.
Either. I do not know who Gunther is. It's Gunther.
This should not count in our picks.
It'll only count if I get it right and you guys get it wrong.
I see. Yeah, it's rigged. I told you it was rigged.
I'll take John Cena. Let him go out on top.
It's a pretty good pick to go John Cena.
You can't let one of the most famous people in WWE history go out on the bottom.
It's a show, isn't it?
Yes.
It's entertainment, isn't it?
Yeah, sports entertainment.
I'm going with Cena.
John Cena. So y'all both go Cena.
You're going down again.
The champ is here.
I'm going to make sure that one gets counted. And I'm going with
Gunther. But what if Gunther wins?
Then we're not
counting. Then it won't count. Okay, gotcha.
It's my show. My ball, my court. That old man tell me that one time. We'll be back. Michael Giddens, Alex Bauman in studio with me as we're getting ready for the weekend, baby. I don't know about y'all, but it's been a long week this week, hasn't it?
It's always a long week.
Yes, here. It really is. People don't understand all the stuff we do for the community. We love it, but hey, don't forget our stuff studio. I'll throw that in there. Giddens, how many more of these nonchalant games we got to pick?
Well, this first one we're going to pick is considered by some to be the biggest game of the season. Saturday, 2 p.m. Auburn
and Alabama
Central Time.
Has already played.
Saturday, 2 p.m. Central Time on CBS. You've got the game, Army and Navy. Navy 9-2, Army 6-5. Navy is a 6-point favorite in this one, being played in Baltimore.
Can I go on and do this one first? Because I want to say something. There's an argument all time about rivalries in college football. Is Ohio State, Michigan the best? Auburn, Alabama? There is no rivalry in this country where the passion for their team shows better on this day. This is a great rivalry. Not always a great football game, but I'm taking Navy.
Row the boats. Give me the midshipmen.
Navy, Navy, Navy.
Can you tell me Army's mascot?
The Black Knights.
Thank you.
And the Navy midshipmen.
Go on and take them Knights and go down.
Should I sing the
no,
song?
No. It's only an hour show, pick. Giddens.
So
that's what happens if you start singing.
Last year, Army came into this game having one of their best seasons. Jeff Monken had that team rolling, and yet Navy shut them down. This time around, it's flipped. Navy going for a 10-win season. I think their offense is the most unique a service academy's ever seen, and I think the midshipmen win this game. We'll have a clean sweep.
We're not sinking. What's next?
It's bowl season.
Bowl season.
It's already bowl season.
Bowl of food for you.
It seemed like bowls used to not start until near Christmas, a little bit before it. But we got our first bowl tomorrow.
You know what bowl season means to Giddens?
What?
Food.
Yep.
And an excuse to eat bowl. More. Yeah, cereal, chili, soup.
And it's not one of them little
olives,
bowls. It's a
slaw.
No. That's we don't put that in the bowl.
It's like it's a trough bowl too.
It goes from eating bowl to toilet bowl.
That we probably have a toilet bowl this year in bowl season. I mean, the bowl names are getting ridiculous.
Auburn's in it.
We'll start off with
we're not that good
with tomorrow, 7 p.m. Central Time on ABC, competing with the Heisman Trophy presentation. Interesting decision there. The Bucked Up LA Bowl. You guys know about Bucked Up, right? That's a
how many times would the announcers
that's pre-workout. That's a workout supplement. Hey, I know all about it.
How many times would the announcers mess that up?
They need to make sure they're
they need buck, to be real buck. Careful.
They will the bucked up.
They will bucked. They will up. Buck it up.
You think I say they'll buck it up too.
They're cooked, aren't they?
They may muck it up.
Yeah, they might. Boise State 9-4 and Washington 8-4. They should call this the Chris Peterson Bowl instead. That'd be a lot easier for them.
They should call this Who Really Gives a Crap Bowl.
And this is the last time they'll be in L.A. Bowl, by the way. Last L.A. Bowl.
Last time they're going to be any of these little nonchalant bowls.
How many seats are reserved for ice in the stands at this thing? Washington's 9.5-point favorites. But, hey, I mean, Boise State conference champion.
Yeah, are you asking how many people will be in the stands? I'll say about 4.
Just 4.
That's the 2 quarterbacks family. Okay, I'm going Washington. Give me the Huskies.
Washington's had no opt-outs for the bowl game. Surprising for this type of team. Lackluster season. They have Jonah Coleman, one of the better running backs in the country. Demon Williams, their quarterback, undersized but still good. I'm taking the Huskies.
You know, I thought at this point Jed Fish would already be in Gainesville, but he has stuck around through this crazy coaching carousel with the Huskies. And like you said, they've had a lot of people retained. A lot of players are going to stick around and play in this game. But at the same time, those players that are sticking around and playing this game lost to Wisconsin. Give me Boise State in this game, because any team that loses to Wisconsin is not beating Boise State.
I'm not picking any team that plays on the dadgum blue field. Sorry.
Well, they won't be on. They'll be in L.A., so that won't be a blue field.
I know. But they play at home on a blue field. Hurts my eyes to watch them.
So, y'all go Washington. Yeah. I go Boise State on this one. All right. We got a local game now coming up next. All right. Next Tuesday, December 16th, 8 p.m. Central Time on ESPN.
Which two private schools in Alabama's playing in this?
I'm sure there's a lot of kids playing from those private schools on these teams. You've got 8-5 Troy taking on 8-5 Jacksonville State in the Crampton Bowl at the IS4S Salute to Veterans Bowl. Troy's a 3-point favorite.
Bauman, I'm going to let you go first on this one. You haven't been first yet.
Both these teams, not a lot of opt-outs. Troy did have a running back opt-out that has him with 700 yards on the season. I think Jacksonville State's a little bit angry losing that Conference USA championship game at home. They're going to come out here and beat Troy.
Go ahead, Giddens.
Troy looked really competitive in the first half against James Madison. Then they lose Goose Gossage Crowder, their quarterback, who's injury prone, and then didn't look like the same team. He's got a little over a week to get healthy. If he's able to do that, I think they can win this game, but I just don't know if they can stop Jacksonville State's ground attack. Give me the Fighting Charles Kellys and Jacksonville State to win this game.
I've been waiting on this game for 3 years. Because of the sign that will be up.
Oh, I already know where this is going.
On the Jacksonville State sideline. Your Trojans can't cover our cocks. Give me the Gamecocks.
We're going to get taken off there, Giddens.
It's real. If you don't believe that's real, look on the TV. It'll be there. I promise you. I'm not getting in trouble. There's nothing dirty about
that. At the Salute to Veterans Bowl, David.
Hey. They tell a soldier to put his hat on all the time.
Oh, man.
Come on.
All right. We'll go to Wednesday, December 17th. The Old Dominion Monarchs, 9-3, will play the South Florida Bulls, also 9-3, 4 p.m. Central Time on ESPN in the Staff DNA Cure Bowl. South Florida's a 3-point favorite.
What a name.
DNA Cure Bowl.
By the way, who's coaching South Florida now?
The new head coach is Brian Hartline, but I don't think he's in charge in this game. It's probably some of the leftover staff from Alex Golesh.
You can go first on this one.
We talk about staff turnover and how difficult it is. South Florida is a close favorite, but Old Dominion's got some. I mean, at one point this year, early in the season, they actually looked like a potential college football playoff team from the Group of Five. They had a little bit of a drop off, but I think the majority of their team sticking around. They have a dynamic quarterback, a dual threat.
He's in the portal, Giddens.
He's in the portal already. Is he playing in this game though?
No, he's opted out.
He's opted in the portal. Out. Well. Thanks for just changing my pick. Give me South Florida in this game.
Dang, Bauman, you spoke up too soon, man. He was going to go against
him. I was going to go with Old Dominion, but give me South Florida instead.
He's taking the Bulls. What about you, Bauman?
I know that the quarterback for Old Dominion has opted out, but it's still the same head coach. Still got a lot of the same players defensively. South Florida, their quarterback's opted out, Byron Brown. Question mark at coaching staff, even though Brian Hartline's the future head coach. They have a lot of injuries, a lot of players that have played meaningful snaps this year out or opted out. Give me the Monarchs.
He baited me. He baited me.
Give
he
me said, the Monarchs.
He said, oh, their quarterback's gone. I don't know if you want to do that. I got baited.
Give me the Monarchs.
Y'all both go Monarchs and I go South Florida.
You know
Florida.
What I call Old Dominion? I call them the Freightliners. I see those trucks around all the time. All right.
Next to last game. This one, same night, Wednesday night, 7:30 p.m. Central Time on ESPN. 2 6-6 teams. The 6-6.
Sure, they're not 6-7.
No, they're not 6-7. One of them will be 6-7 after
they'll
the end of this
6-7
game.
After this game, Bob.
The Louisiana Raging Cajuns will take on the Delaware, I believe, Blue Hens.
Yeah.
In the 68 Ventures Bowl, Louisiana is a 3.5-point favorite. 68 Ventures. Why not 67
That's
Ventures?
That's what I was going to say.
This is Mobile, Alabama, by the way. Hancock Whitney Stadium.
Hancock Whitney.
Yeah. How about you, Bauman? Who are you going on this one?
Very similar teams in the fact I'm looking at they have had maybe one opt-out each. I have no clue what either team has at all.
They shouldn't have anybody opt-out. I mean, where are you going?
They're going to Mobile.
You're the blue hens, man. What do you think? Somebody's going to pick you up being a hen? Come on.
Give me the Raging Cajuns. The Fighting Billy Napiers.
How can you go against that name?
The Raging Cajuns.
And they're not far from home, okay? It's a short drive from Louisiana over to Mobile. Give me the Cajuns.
Yeah, I feel like they actually might have some turnout. But you got to think, this is Delaware's, I believe, first bowl game as an FBS team.
This is the first year in the FBS, is it not?
So I think the first year they've been eligible, at least for a bowl. I don't think a lot of fans will come down from Delaware for that one, but
none.
This is a game that, you know, Delaware's not used to being in, while Louisiana's used to going to a bowl like this if they make it. So
let me preface something real quick, because I know we got to move on. You said you don't think many fans will be coming. How far would you drive to support a Blue Hen? Maybe 2 miles.
I feel like Delaware, those people just, you know, have the frequent flyer miles.
They could care less. They just about fly the Blue wherever. Hens. The Blue Hens.
They got a lot of money up there.
Who are you taking?
So they might have more support than you'd expect in this game. Lord. But I don't think it's going to matter. Louisiana is a better team in Louisiana. The Raging Cajuns win this one, and they sweep with us.
Yeah.
So we'll go to the last game before we'll pick next Friday. There is a Thursday, December 18th game. That one is at 8 p.m. Central Time on ESPN2. You've got Missouri State and Arkansas State in one of the best bowls this cycle. It's the Xbox Bowl. And guys, you know where this game is being played? It's being played in the practice facility for the Dallas Cowboys.
Wow, that's sad. That is sad.
That's ridiculous.
The practice facility, is there any bleachers there to watch
there
the game?
There apparently is bleachers.
Can we have a bowl game at Auburn in the bubble?
Yeah, at the intramural field.
At the bubble? I mean, come on.
Let's just have a game at the UAB practice facility. It has no bleachers.
We should have one at Legion Stadium.
You know, that's just the same.
That's a slap in the face.
I'm sorry. That's horrible.
The Xbox Bowl.
Who would sign on to that?
Missouri State and Arkansas State.
They ought to be banned from college football.
Well, Arkansas State gave Auburn Hugh Freeze and Gus Malzahn.
And they got Butch Jones now.
Yeah.
Can Butch Jones win in the Cowboys practice facility?
Go ahead, Giddens.
As much as I'd like to see Butch Jones get another win on his resume, I'm going to go with Missouri State. Missouri State wins this game, and they make Arkansas State 6-7.
6-7?
6-7.
I like that reasoning, Giddens. I'm going to go with you. Missouri State pulls off the win to make us
you
get
just
a
6-7
team.
You just did that so I can't make any ground.
The only thing good that comes out of Arkansas is a cooked pig. Give me Missouri State.
Y'all are supposed to pick Arkansas State.
You got the Old Dominion game. If USF wins, you got that one.
There is a reason.
And I got Gunther. I got Gunther, too.
There's a reason we're 40-something games ahead of you.
40-something.
I mean.
And you pick Boise State.
Where's that romper room math coming out again?
Yeah, but we're not picking games.
What's an adjective, David? Give me an adjective.
Give you an adjective?
Yeah.
6-7.
It's an adverb if you say 6-7-ly.
I'm not saying that. It's like cyclical, you said yesterday.
Cyclical.
Cyclical is a word.
No,
I said
it has no
sensical.
Meaning. Sensical.
Yeah.
That has no meaning.
It's like 6-7.
Yeah. All right. So, listen, we're picking these games because of who we think is going to win, not to satisfy you to get the comeback.
Why not both?
Because we're not stupid. Have a great weekend.